Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. At 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly Greenwich Boy Scouts segment. Board member Louisa Green will join me, and we're hoping also to hear from Police Chief James Heavey, who is in West Virginia at the Boy Scouts World Jamboree with his son Jamie. That'll be coming up at 8:21. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:52, and first Thursday of the month, joined by State Representative Libby Florin. Good morning, Representative Florin. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good.
And today is the first day of the plastic bag charge around the state, but no change for Greenwich.
No change for Greenwich. We were one of the leaders, along with Westport, in the plastic ban bag.
Bring
your own Greenwich.
All right. Let's talk about a couple other things. Special session on tolls. Anything new on that?
No, we haven't. We haven't heard anything in addition. They are talking about another special session to discuss the tip wage. You know, that was the tip credit that was vetoed by the governor, and the Speaker of the House and the governor are in the renegotiation. So we'll see if we get called back again for a special session to vote on that. But I think if we do go back again, that we should do our bond bill at the same time.
Okay. On the bond diet, right? The debt diet.
The debt diet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The bond bill that my committee has crafted remains under the bond cap, and it is definitely on the debt diet, but it is not imposing starvation on our cities and towns.
Okay. When's the next bond commission meeting?
Well, it's scheduled for the end of August, but you see, we have run out of authorization. So if we don't have a bond bill in place, we won't have one.
Okay. You met with the new superintendent of schools, Dr. Tony Jones?
I did. I asked to meet with her, and I was so pleased. She responded immediately, and we had a wonderful conversation. It was a just get to know you, but I had a very good feeling. I mean, she is thrilled to be in Greenwich. She and her husband, he teaches physics at Greenwich High School, are putting down roots, and she said she plans to stay. So I am very optimistic, and I'm looking forward to convocation on August 23rd. It'll be so interesting to see how she, you know, interacts with our staff and faculty.
And, of course, she comes in, every superintendent that comes to Greenwich, it's always, okay, how long are you staying, right?
But she wants to be here. I mean, she says, I'm going to stay. So I'm totally optimistic.
Okay. There's a groundbreaking later this morning in Stamford. Tell us about that.
Yes, at 11 o'clock, SEMA 4, which is a genomics testing firm that has already got a presence both in Brantford and on Ludlow Street in Stamford, but they're expanding and creating 400 or 500 more jobs with a new facility on Southfield Avenue. And I'm really, really excited. I mean, we are becoming the biotech education knowledge worker centric city in Stamford. And we're part of that corridor that goes from New York City to Boston. And I'm just really thrilled about this. We've given them state money in loans, but they've met all of their conditions and gone beyond that. And Semaphore's niche is they do pre-pregnancy genomic screening, and then also they have an at-home test for conditions that manifest in early childhood. So, I mean, this is really groundbreaking technology.
Okay, good. Also, tomorrow, the Commissioner of Housing is going to be visiting Hill House.
Yes, that is very exciting. Sam Tallarico and Dolly Powers, who is a board member of Hill House, initiated this. So Commissioner Sheila Mascaro-Bruno will be here at 10 o'clock for a tour and a conversation on the unique facility, which is Hill House.
Okay, any reason for the visit or just
a getting to know you once again, plus the housing department has promised additional funding to Hill House, and we're just waiting for bond commission approval of that.
Okay, and we haven't had a chance to ask you about the train station proposal in downtown Greenwich.
Wow, it's pretty exciting and all-encompassing, and it certainly fits in with what is going on at the Transportation Center in Stamford. So I think it would be a nice pairing and certainly an upgrade for Greenwich.
All right, great. Anything else?
No, just fine. Just working along. Every day is new and different, but I love it.
All right, great. That's State Representative Libby Florin. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you in September. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next week at this time, State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich will join me. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:57.
Driving is freedom.